Nolte, WAPO's woke Gestapo successfully push Rob Winnett out of editor job. By John Nolte on June 21, 2024. Those of us eager to see the incredible shrinking Washington Post shrink further can breathe a sigh of relief. The Post's woke Gestapo have successfully pressured Robert Winnett to decline the failing paper's top editor position. Due to its shameless role in this Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. The don't believe your lionized Biden is fine hoax. In just a few years, the Post has lost half its readers. In 2023 alone, the far-left propaganda outlet lost $77 million. Above all, the Post has lost the thing it most cherished, its ability to shape and manipulate public opinion. Those days are now over, and only serious reforms can reverse the slide. Winnett promised reforms, but now, less than 3 weeks after his hiring was announced, he's out. This means the woke tail still wags the dog over at the Post. This means nothing will change, which is good news for anyone who cares about the truth. The Post is doomed, to which all good people can only say, teehee. Winnett will be fine. He'll remain at the Daily Telegraph, emphasis added. Post CEO and publisher Will Lewis confirmed that Winnett had withdrawn from the position, relaying the news with regret in a note to Post staff. Rob has my greatest respect and is an incredibly talented editor and journalist, Lewis wrote. The leadership at the Telegraph Media Group are reaffirming his continued role as deputy editor. The announcement came after days of turmoil at the Post, triggered by the abrupt exit of executive editor Sally Busby as well as questions about the past practices of both Winnett and Lewis, veterans of London newsrooms that operate by different rules than their American counterparts. The abrupt exit of Sally Busby, a diversity hire who drove the Post into the dirt for 3 years. Questions about the past practices of both Winnett and Lewis. Questions that were a total hit job dug up by a far-left New York Times desperate to see the Post continue to fail and regurgitated by the Post's own entitled woke Gestapo, who want nothing reformed or changed. Those so-called practices were 20 years old minus 20, that no one cared about until Lewis and Winnett looked like they might take their jobs seriously with serious reforms and accountability in an imploding newsroom. Well, good. Let the Washington Post implode further. I no more want to see the Washington Post reformed than I want Hamas or the Nazi Party reformed. Talk about a Pyrrhic victory. Sure, the WAPO wokatards get to continue to lie and misinform and practice their hateful bigotry towards normal people, decency, science, and facts, but only in their bankrupt little bubble, where no one else is listening. We got these spoiled, entitled, little fascists right where we want them, and they don't even realize it. What a glorious day this is. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.